Behind Lift Podcast, episode 25, breaking news, James Charles, Britney Spears and Harvey Weinstein. Fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can travel freely in the US as long as they remain masked on planes, buses and trains. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced Friday. It is unclear how much impact the new guidance will have. People are already travelling and making decisions on their own. American Airlines reported Monday that the company's bookings have jumped to 90% of what they were before the pandemic. It is expected that the US will surpass 100 million people who have received at least one dose of vaccine. Friday, more than 56 million Americans are fully vaccinated, according to the CDC. A person is considered fully vaccinated 2 weeks after their last dose of COVID-19 vaccine. That gives the body enough time to build antibodies against the virus. This latest guidance offers another step toward resuming normal activity for those who have received both doses of the Pfizer, BioNTech or Moderna shots, or one shot of the single dose vaccine from Johnson & Johnson. The CDC said COVID-19 tests are no longer required for fully vaccinated people before or after a trip within the US, and there is no need for them to self-quarantine. This guidance doesn't mention whether people need proof of vaccination to travel through. No US airlines currently require such documentation. The same rules apply to vaccinated people travelling internationally, with some exceptions. Some destination countries may require a negative COVID-19 test for entry, and the CDC recommends people test negative before coming back to the US. So that was a little bit of a breaking news in terms of that. Right, the next segment is about James Charles, who, if you don't know, he is a YouTube beauty guru who is 21 years old. So, YouTube beauty guru James Charles posted a video Thursday afternoon addressing allegations that he sexted with underage boys on social media. In a nearly 15-minute long video titled Holding Myself Accountable, Charles apologised to anybody that I've hurt or anybody that I've made uncomfortable with my actions. James Charles, at the launch of youtube.com/fashion on September 9th, 2019, in New York City, Charles posted a video Thursday afternoon addressing allegations that he sexted with underage boys on social media. In the video, the 21-year-old makeup artist addressed allegations from two 16-year-old boys who said they exchanged inappropriate messages with Charles on social media. A recent Vulture article detailed numerous allegations from multiple boys, including a 15-year-old. Charles said in his video that he contacted one of the 16-year-old boys last year and the other was more recent. In both instances, he said he believed the boys were 18. He acknowledged engaging in flirty conversation with them. It wasn't until later that he learned the boys were 16. Upon finding out, I was immediately embarrassed and blocked both people, Charles said in the video. Now, when you say you don't know how anyone is, now, I don't know about you, but, like, take my age, for instance, like, I'm 35, right? I'm 35, it's a bit like me in his scenario, me texting someone who is 19 or 18 or below, right? There is something fishy going on there. And you should know that you should ask for proof of age. You should know that as a 21-year-old, you should not be digging in to someone's DM who is 15, 16. What have you got to talk to them about that you can't talk about publicly? And I just feel that with everything that's going on, I think it's a little bit suspicious. Joe said in the video that he contacted one of the 16-year-old boys last year, and the other was more recent, and he acknowledged engaging in a flirty conversation. Well, first of all, how did you not know that they were 16? How did you not know they were 16? One of the boys did say they lied about the age, right? But regardless, James Charles, who is an adult, he should have known better. He should have done the checks and balances. It wasn't until later that he learned the boys were 16. Upon finding out, he said, "I was immediately embarrassed and blocked both people." One of the unnamed 16-year-old accusers previously denied to Insider that he lied to Charles about his age. So there's a little bit of a mystery surrounding that. Charles, who has been involved in multiple scandals throughout his YouTube career, went on to say that the conversations should never happened, and he would have done more research on social media to find out the boys' actual age before messaging them. But here's the thing, when you're not in the public eye, right, you can't just find out somebody's age, just like that. You need proof, right? Because whatever it says on the internet, when you search for someone's date of birth, you still need to double check. You need to ask for identification. Like, I'm sorry, but that's common sense. Like, I wouldn't. Like, I'd do that. I'd ask for proof of age. And if I didn't feel comfortable in engaging in conversations with, you know, a 17, 18-year-old, then I would move along. Right? So I don't buy that. My personal opinion, I think James Charles knew exactly what he was doing, but he's now backpedaling. Because there's a theme on YouTube where these YouTubers do something wrong, and then the next minute they do a 15-minute apology, right? But nothing gets learnt. They don't learn anything, and they constantly make mistakes again and again and again. So that's just my opinion. There's no excuse for it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, and I take full responsibility. For that, I trusted the information that was given to me. Well, that was your first mistake, rather than the information I could have and should have gotten myself, he said. To the guys involved in this situation, I want to say I'm sorry, he added. I'm sorry that I added you. I'm sorry that I flirted with you. I'm really sorry if I ever made you uncomfortable. Well, you did, because James Charles has this, I don't want to say reputation, because, you know, that's a strong word, but he has had a past, shall we say, of coming on too hard to boys who aren't even gay, right? Sliding into their DMs. So there is a bit of a pattern. Charles said that his initial reaction to the allegations was to post another video similar to the one he uploaded in 2019, in which he denied that he pressured straight men into sexual encounters. Looking back, that was so stupid, because as I did more research on these topics and self-reflected, I realised that receipts and screenshots and the specific details, of the interaction really don't matter, because I effed up, he said, and I need to take accountability for my actions. Yeah, hindsight is a wonderful thing, really is, but that's not going to cut it. To those individuals that he hurt, that's not going to make a big, that's not going to make a difference, right? Because you're apologising now, but you probably didn't apologise then. He ended the video by saying that he will now ask for identification from every guy he speaks to in a romantic way, and is going to take a break from social media. Well, that seems to be seen. You know, we'll see. But, you know, Anyway, let's move on to the next segment. Pop star Britney Spears broke her silence after weeks of speculation, following the release earlier this year of a documentary about her life. The docuseries The New York Times presents, Framing Britney Spears, took a look at the controversial conservatorship Spears has been under since 2008. Tuesday night, Spears shared a video of herself dancing to Aerosmith's 1993 song Crazy, and wrote that her life has always been the source of speculation, and she spent it performing in front of people. It takes a lot of strength to trust the universe with your real vulnerability, because I've always been so judged, insulted and embarrassed by the media, and I still am till this day. She said with the thumbs down emoji, as the world keeps on turning and life goes on, we still remain so fragile and sensitive as people. She said she didn't watch the documentary, but is embarrassed by the light they put me in. I cried for 2 weeks and, well, I still cry sometimes, she wrote. I do what I can in my own spirituality with myself to try and keep my own joy, love and happiness. The documentary details the paparazzi's seemingly relentless pursuit of the pop star and the media's portrayal of her high-profile breakup with singer Justin Timberlake. Following the series release, fans have also had renewed interest in hashtag Free Britney, which is a fan-fueled movement to help give Spears total control over her life. Spears' conservatorship has always been controversial among some of her fans, who believe it is being used to manipulate and control her life. The singer, 39, has had a legal conservator since her public breakdown in 2007. Her father, James Spears, has been her co-conservator since 2008 and became a sole conservator in 2019 after attorney Andrew Raleigh resigned from his co-conservatorship. Later that year, James Spears took a break from controlling her estate because of his health, and Jodie Montgomery stepped in as a temporary conservator of the person. Last week, Britney Spears' attorney filed a petition requesting her father resign as conservator. Her legal team wants Montgomery to become the permanent conservator. So, no, there's a lot of allegations going around that Britney Spears' father has taken over her estate and her assets because he feels that Britney Spears isn't well enough to take care of her own finances, and she's not able to do anything unless she has his say so, and it's a messy situation because we don't really have this conservatorship over here in the UK. I think it's more of an American thing. But I just hope that they come to some sort of resolution and just let Britney Spears live her life, you know, how she wants to. You know, let her be with her kids, you know, let her live in peace. You know, she's still in control of her own mind, you know. Yes, she may have had that breakdown in 2007, but that does not mean that she is not well to take care of herself or her estate. So that's where I'm a bit dubious. But you know, let me know what you think. Right, next segment. A woman has come forward with new allegations of sexual assault and attempted rape against disgraced movie mogul and convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein. In a lawsuit filed Friday in California's Superior Court in Los Angeles, as first reported by the New York Post, Haley Gripp accuses Weinstein of assaulting her in a suite at the Beverly Hills Hotel in Beverly Hills in November 2012. At the time, Gripp was 19 years old. NBC News obtained the lawsuit from one of her attorneys. Gripp didn't tell anyone about the incident because she was scared that she would get in trouble for fighting back The lawsuit states she also didn't know who Weinstein was until allegations against the film producer went viral. Subsequently, Grip was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, stemming from the alleged sexual assault, according to the suit. Krista Wiggins, an attorney for Grip, said her client doesn't intend to file criminal charges at this time because Weinstein has received what amounts to a lifetime sentence and is unable to abuse another woman. Haley Grip said she was 19 when the alleged assault occurred. Weinstein described the new accusations as stunningly dishonest and contrite. Well, of course it would. A woman has come forward with new allegations of sexual assault and attempted rape. Weinstein was convicted of rape and sentenced to 23 years in prison in March 2020. However, Haley will fully cooperate with the Los Angeles Police Department or any other agency regarding an investigation or prosecution against Harvey Weinstein, Wiggins said. According to the suit, Grip was waiting in the Beverly Hilton hotel lobby when a female Weinstein associate approached her. Grip told the woman she was waiting for a casting nearby, which led to a conversation about her life, career and Tourette syndrome. The associate then invited Grip to a complimentary breakfast set up for guests who had flown in for the Britannia Awards, so she could fuel up for her big casting, the lawsuit states. After breakfast, the associate asked Grip to meet her friend, a big producer, who was interested in hearing about her Tourette syndrome and could possibly help her with her career. According to the lawsuit, Grip resisted the invitation at first, but reluctantly agreed to meet Weinstein. She followed the woman to a suite where Weinstein introduced himself as Dom, and the woman offered her a glass of wine, the lawsuit states. According to the lawsuit, Grip told the associate that she wasn't of legal drinking age, but the woman said it was rude to not accept a drink from someone who feeds you and shows you hospitality. So, there you have it. That's what we call manipulation. In the lawsuit, Grip said she drank a half a glass of wine and then experienced a brief blackout. When she came to, Weinstein was sexually assaulting her. Assaulting her, and his body was rubbing up against her as he pinned her against the coffee table. Grip alleges in a lawsuit. To escape his hold, Miss Grip began flailing her arms and in doing so broke her acrylic nail against the coffee table, the lawsuit reads. Miss Grip then stabbed Weinstein on the bottom part of his scrotum with her sharp broken nail. Grip then ran out of the room and was confronted by the associate who was standing guard outside, according to the lawsuit. What happened in there is your fault because of your Tourette syndrome. You are crazy, the woman allegedly said, before warning her not to tell anyone or she would end up in a mental hospital, the lawsuit states. This lawsuit is about Miss Grip reclaiming her power, becoming a survivor, not a victim, and getting restitution for the sexual crimes perpetrated against her. Eric S. Lerner, another attorney of Grip, said in a statement, Weinstein denied the allegations, saying in a statement to NBC News that the new accusations is stunningly dishonest and contrived. It's a money grab that comes conveniently as my NY appeal is coming up and the LA case is looming, he said. While media takes great lengths to confirm and reject the veracity of any explanation offered by me, they run any unconfirmed and absurd claim by anyone who dares. A spokesperson for Weinstein told NBC that Weinstein does not know Grip, and he said that this never happened. Harvey says, I will take a lie detector myself that I don't know this woman and never met her. The spokesperson said, Attorney Imran H. Ansari said Weinstein intends to defend himself against the allegations that have seemingly come out of the woodwork. Grip has requested a jury trial and recovery of damages. She is entitled to have a jury of her peers decide the merits of her case. Juries almost exclusively decide these types of cases, Lerner said. Instagram at Scars Left Behind, that's behind without the E. Also on Facebook at SLB Podcast. To listen to our podcast and other episodes on the go, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, Acast, Anchor, Google Podcast, Pocket Cast, and Breaker.